A federal judge has ruled that Royal Caribbean was not responsible for the death of a 22-year-old man who went overboard during a December 2016 sailing on board Independence of the Seas. The young man's parents tried to sue Royal Caribbean for $5 million, claiming that their son had been overserved and that the cruise line's search had been inadequate. Ultimately, the jury sided with the cruise line. The Associated Press is reporting that Cuba has taken a major hit in tourism in 2019. 4.7 million people visited the island in 2018, and the Cuban government was hoping to see 5 million more tourists visit in 2019. The U.S. government banned trips to Cuba in June of 2019. And finally, you might want to think twice before packing that t-shirt with the off-color joke for your next cruise. Carnival Cruise Line has updated the dress code policy, which now says that clothing should not contain any message that can be considered offensive. When brand ambassador John Heald shared this news on his Facebook page, he asked if people agreed. 97% said they do. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. In Los Angeles, Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.